He was appointed, and then he wouldn't run because his vision was too bad. So, now what else?
Well, can you tell me about, you're Catholic?
Mm-hmm, I am.
Can you tell me about the schooling you got when you were coming up here? Did you get a good...
Well, first, I went to a little three-room school, a little red school house that old people talk about. Then finally, as I said, they consolidated these schools, Malvern, Rosedale, Rosedale, Bayou Blue. And then I went to the consolidated high school, but I didn't finish school. My mother took sick and my sister is living here now. And I quit school, and I also fell in love. I guess I could have kept on going.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, anyway, we had a very good school. And it was an approved A school, I believe, at that time. It's a better school than what they have now, I can tell you.
I know. I'm sure it was. How far did the grades go in to here?
Through the 11th grade.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fred told me that they only went through the 10th when he was coming up.
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit...
No, Mr. George looked...
Well, he's quite a bit older than I am, and I think when I was going, though, that it was 11th grade.
Yes,
and I was in the second semester of the 10th when I quit. And now what else?
Well, can you tell me your mom and daddy, did they get when they were coming up?
Much of an education?
Yeah.
Well, it was a teacher that mom and them always spoke about. It was a very small affair. People were very much scattered. And they claimed that she was just a wonderful teacher, and in a way they did get, in other words, they got pretty good for what was out, they were able to offer at that time.
Yes, ma'am.
They all knew how to read and write, and I was amazed when they got all this education going, so many people can't read. I had no idea that. My mother and father could write and read French. But...
Did they speak it?
Oh, yeah. But unfortunately, they only spoke it when they didn't want us to know what they said. So we didn't learn. And French died out here, and people at that time, what I'm talking about, they didn't want, in other words, they wanted to get away from it.
Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't promote it. Now they're trying to bring it back.
Uh-huh.
Think we're about to run out of miles of tea.
No, it's going along okay.
So,
Well, now the first house you were born in, can you tell me what it looked like? Could you draw me a picture of it?
No, I really couldn't.
Do you remember what it looked like?
I don't ever remember going back there after my people left. No, I couldn't see.
Okay.
But I imagine it was a very ordinary looking house. Probably the same style house as this. I mean, with the roof as it is, but maybe not as large. But I can't say I ever saw it. Now, what else?
What about the one you remember coming up in?
Well, you know, this area used to flood, just like you're hearing about flooding.
Yes, ma'am.
And in 1912, we had a high water, as they called it, and this area was all flooded out. So my father built the house, and when he did, he built it 4 feet off the ground. He said it had another flood so they wouldn't have to leave and the water wouldn't come in the house. And it was L-shaped. And it wasn't anything spectacular. It was just very plain and was never finished. Money ran out. So...
It was made out of what?
Well, in those days, it was all fireproof pretty much, except maybe the...